Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let's Talk in English, the show that helps you learn. My name is Anna, and I'm one of your teachers on the show. Today's topic is shopping, and the title of our lesson is Yard Sales. Yard Sales. Peter, what can you do at a yard sale?
Well, you can buy things for a really cheap price from someone else. It's a lot of fun. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, your other teacher here on the show.
Okay, everyone. Now it's time for today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter.
Taylor's neighbor is having a yard sale. He donates money from his yard sale to the animal shelter. Taylor is helping him. Taylor likes yard sales. People sell used things. She can buy them and save money. Rob and Taylor talk about the community news. There are a lot of yard sales this weekend.
Cool! I think today's lesson will be really fun. We are going to learn about yard sales. Have you ever been to a yard sale before, Peter?
Of course I have. Many people have yard sales at their house. Even my house has had a yard sale before. That's when you buy things. It's different from a store, though.
That's right. Some things are expensive if you buy it at a store. But if you find it at a yard sale, it's probably cheaper.
That's true, Anna. And that's what we're talking about today. Let's look at our keywords with Christina.
Taylor 的邻居要在自家的庭院举办二手货拍卖。邻居的英文是 neighbor。这个字里的 GH 不发音，念成 neighbor. Taylor's neighbor is having a yard sale. Yard sale 就是在自家后院所举办的二手货拍卖会。Yard 是庭院， sale 是拍卖会。Taylor is going to the yard sale this weekend. 通常在 yard sale 的时候，主人会把家中二手而且闲置不用的东西拿出来卖。动词 sell 就是卖。They sell many good things. 二手用过的东西就是 used things. Used 可以当形容词表示用过的、旧的。They sell used things. 今天电视台的社区新闻会报道本周末的 yard sales. 名词 news 就是新闻。这个字虽然加了 s, 但它是一个不可数名词哦。对于好消息你可以说 that's good news, 不用加 a。
That was my last phone call.
Why are you calling so many people?
My neighbor is having a yard sale this weekend. He needs more things for the sale.
Why are you helping him?
He donates money from his yard sale to the animal shelter every year.
That's nice. I can give you some things for his sale.
Wow, Taylor is working really hard to help her neighbor. What did we learn in Conversation A, Peter?
We learned a few things. Taylor is making some phone calls. Her neighbor is having a yard sale. And Taylor wants to help this person find things for the sale.
That's right. Let's start with the first thing Taylor says.That was my last phone call. What is a call?
That's something you can do on your phone. It can be both a thing and a thing you do. You can call someone.
Right. Or we can often say that you make phone calls. So we can say that Taylor made a lot of phone calls today. Let's talk about this more with Christina. Here she is.
Taylor 打电话通知大家周末有 yard sale 的消息，电话都打完了，他说 That was my last phone call. 那是我最后一通电话， Susie 问他为什么要打那么多电话。Why are you calling so many people? 从这两个句子里我们发现 call 可以当名词也可以当动词。当名词的时候你可以说 I'll give him a call later, 或者 they will make a call to Hong Kong. 当动词的时候可以说 I'll call him later, 或者 Taylor called all her friends about the yard sale.
So why is Taylor calling all of these people? Well, her neighbor is having a yard sale this weekend. What is a neighbor?
Remember, that was a keyword today. A neighbor is someone who lives close to you. If you live in an apartment, your neighbors live in the apartment next to you.
That's right. But if you live in a house, your neighbors are the people who live in the houses next to you. Do you know who your neighbors are?
It's a lot of fun if you are friends with your neighbors. You can spend time with your neighbors and do things at each other's houses or apartments.
And sometimes we can help our neighbors, like what Taylor is doing. Taylor's neighbor will have a yard sale.
So at a yard sale, you can sell things that you don't use or want anymore. It's a great way to get rid of things at your house.
But Taylor is helping the neighbor find more things. Why? Because her neighbor donates the money from the yard sale to the animal shelter.
Now, when you donate something, you give it away for free. So this neighbor gives money to the animal shelter.
That's a great thing to do. Let's learn more in this next conversation.
Okay, Taylor, let's record the community report.
All right. What community news do we have?
There are a lot of yard sales this weekend. We can talk about that.
Good idea. Do you go to yard sales, Rob?
No, I don't go very often.
I love yard sales. I can buy used things and save money.
Remember, our friends at the TV station are reporters, so they record lots of reports for their job.
We've talked about the word record before. That's something you can do with a camera. Right now, Peter and I are recording the show for you to learn English.
So that means later you can watch the show and see what we recorded for you. Let's talk about it a little more with Christina.
Rob 对 Taylor 说，我们来录社区报道的节目吧。Let's record the community report. Community 是社区， report 是报道、报告，而 record 则是录制，可以是录音或者是录影。如果说 they recorded the phone conversation， 就表示他们录下了那段电话谈话。所以这个是 record， 当动词录音、录影的意思。另外这个字也可以当名词，不过当名词的时候它的读音就不同咯。名词是 record， 它是表示记录。Did they break the record? 他们破记录了吗？所以同一个字，动词录音录影是 record， 名词记录是 record。
Thanks, Christina. Okay, friends, do you understand the word record now? Great. Let's keep learning some more.
So, Rob and Taylor are going to record the community report today. Do you know what the word community is?
A community is a group of people who live together in a place. There might be a few different communities in a big city.
Rob and Taylor can tell people what is happening in different communities in the city.
So they need to know what is happening in the communities. Then they can tell everyone the important news.
Exactly. So what's the news? Well, there are lots of yard sales this weekend. So that is one thing they can talk about when they record their report.
That's right, Peter. Yard sales are a popular thing to go to on the weekend. Do you go to yard sales, Peter?
Of course, especially in the summer when the weather is nice. And guess what, friends? Now it's time for us to go to Rebecca and learn today's grammar point. Here she is.
Hello, friends. If you want to ask someone if they go somewhere, you can use this grammar point. Do you go to place? For example, do you go to the zoo? Or do you go to college? Now it's your turn to use it at your house.
Well done, Rebecca. Friends, do you go to yard sales often? Maybe you do. But now let's learn today's
calendar phrase.
I don't go very often.
I don't go very often.
我不常去。
I always go to the park.
I don't go very often.
I always go to the mall.
I don't go very often.
I always go to the movies.
I don't go very often. I usually go to the library.
Really? I don't go there very often.
I don't go very often.
I don't go very often.
我不常去。
If you go to yard sales often, you know you can buy used things. If something is used, that means it is not new. So, at a yard sale, you buy something that someone else doesn't want anymore.
Well, friends, it's time for us to take a break, but don't go away. We'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming back to learn more about yard sales. We know today Taylor is helping her neighbor find more things for the yard sale.
And Rob and Taylor are going to record a report about all the yard sales in the community. Well, let's find out more in Conversation C.
Hi, Susie. What are you reading?
I'm looking at a list of yard sales. I'm going to some this weekend.
What is a yard sale?
People sell used things at a yard sale. They set up tables in their yards.
Are the things cheap?
Yes. You can find good things at yard sales.
If you want to go to a yard sale, first you need to know where they will be on the weekend. You can find a list of sales in the newspaper.
That's right. This list will have all the addresses of where the yard sales are in the newspaper. Then you know where to go.
That's a good way to plan when you want to do some shopping. So let's talk about yard sales more. Alex wants to know what a yard sale is.
I guess he has not been to a yard sale yet. But we know that people sell used things at the yard sale.
Remember, used things are just things that people have used before. If you buy something that is used, you don't have to pay as much money for it.
That's right. So buying used things can save you some good time and money. At a yard sale, where do all the things go?
Well, most people set up tables in their yards. When you set up something, that means you put it in the right way so people can use it.
Maybe you have to set up for a party. You need to put food out and put out plates. and tissues for people.
Right. That's one way to use the phrase set up. And if you set up tables, then you have to take them down later.
That's a good point, Anna. So people set up tables in their yards, and then they put the things they want to sell out on the tables.
I have a question, Peter. Are the things very cheap?
That's what Alex asks, too. And yes, they are very cheap. Remember, these things are used, so people sell them for less money.
Yes, so you can find good things at yard sales for a good price. Friends, are you ready to visit a sale? You can try sometime. But now, let's go to our keywords and review them together.
Here's our first keyword. Neighbor. Neighbor. My neighbors next door are nice.
Yard. Yard. Karen has apple trees in her yard.
Sell. Sell. Does this store sell shoes?
Used. Used. Those books aren't new. They're used.
News. News. Did you watch the TV news? All right, friends, those are all the keywords we have for you today. Keep practicing them. And now it's time to look back at all the conversations from today.
That was my last phone call.
Why are you calling so many people?
My neighbor is having a yard sale this weekend. He needs more things for the sale.
Why are you helping him?
He donates money from his yard sale to the animal shelter every year.
That's nice. I can give you some things for his sale.
Okay, Taylor, let's record the community report.
All right. What community news do we have?
There are a lot of yard sales this weekend. We can talk about that.
Good idea. Do you go to yard sales, Rob?
No, I don't go very often.
I love yard sales. I can buy used things and save money.
Hi, Susie. What are you reading?
I'm looking at a list of yard sales. I'm going to some this weekend.
What is a yard sale?
People sell used things at a yard sale. They set up tables in their yards.
Are the things cheap?
Yes. You can find good things at yard sales.
Ginger, what are you doing with all of these things?
I'm having a yard sale!
A yard sale?
Yeah, I want to sell these used things.
A broken clock, an old shoe, a dirty hat?
Yeah, you can buy these things and save money!
No, thank you, Ginger. I'm not buying any of these things.
But all these things are really cheap.
I'm not interested.
Besides, I'm going to give the money to the monkey shelter.
The monkey shelter?
Yeah. Those poor little monkeys need help. They need love. They need money.
Well, okay. That's so sad.
Yeah. Are you going to buy something,
well,
please?
Okay, I'll buy this dirty hat.
Good.
It stakes. How much money do you want for this?
Okay, friends, today is Monday, so that means we're going to answer it. Here's our first question for the day. What do people sell at a yard sale? What do people sell at a yard sale?
You can find the answer to this question in conversation C. They sell used things. All right, here's question number two. Do you buy used things? Why or why not? Do you buy used things? Why or why not? Now let's hear some answers from our friends.
Does the monkey man buy used things? Sure, I buy used things. Used things cost less. But it's not wise to buy everything used. Some people say that you shouldn't buy things used, like stuffed animals, mattresses, and hats, because they might have things in them that are, well, creepy, crawly, and dirty. On the other hand, it's smart to buy used things like bikes, tools, furniture, and books.
Do I buy used things? Of course I do. Used furniture, used clothes, used toys. I love buying used things because I don't have to pay a lot of money for those things. And I love saving money. But sometimes I buy too many things. So I need to be careful about buying used things. They're such a bargain. Don't buy too many.
Do I buy used things? Well, it depends what it is. I like to buy used books and movies. It's a lot cheaper than buying new ones. Sometimes I even buy used clothes, but not used underwear. That's a little gross. Buying used things is good for the environment, and it's good for my wallet. Why? I can save lots of money. Do I like to buy used things? Sometimes it can be nice to buy something new, and sometimes you have to buy something new, and it usually lasts a lot longer. But I like to buy used things because it's usually cheaper, and I can save money. Things that are big, like a car or TV, are usually much cheaper if you buy them used, and they can still last a long time. So, I like to buy used things.
All right, everyone, that's all the time we have for today's lesson. Join us again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.